Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and this is my beautiful wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It's a great Tuesday morning to talk about the Word of God.
That's right. There's nothing like the Word of God. Man, it is life-changing and destiny-changing, if you will allow it.
That's right.
That's for dadgum sure.
Hey, is today New Year's Eve?
I don't know.
Today is New Year's Eve. This is a great time to start thinking about made new and thinking about the last few years and where we are spiritually and
that's right,
where we are with our family. Yeah. And
you ought to be giving thanks that you're about to roll out of one year into another. Remember over there in James, it says, don't say a year from now you'll go somewhere, but say rather the Lord willing.
The Lord willing.
So the Lord willing, we're going to make it from 24 to 25.
Right.
Praise God.
That's right.
And so it's going to be a great day. Hey, we're talking about made new.
Made new.
2 Corinthians 5:17, Jada. You've got that scripture ready to rumble. And if you don't
do, I do. NLT says it this way. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person.
Yeah.
The old life is gone. A new life
That's
has
right.
begun. And we can look at 2025 as a new life coming in and making changes. And people talk about New Year's resolutions. Well, this is a spiritual list of things that we should be working on
right.
a regular basis.
Right. So we're a new creation because we've been born again.
Mm-hmm.
And now what we're doing here is we're talking about, listen, maybe you're a new creation or you were a new creation and maybe you've kind of slid back in some of your old habits and old ways. Listen to me close. The end of the year, good time to let that thing go. What did Paul say? He said, I press forward.
Yes.
You know, he's moving forward, forgetting those things which are behind. So let go of some of those things and let's move forward. And make 2025 a new year. So today we're talking about being made new and how it affects our mind. So let's go to Ephesians 4, beginning verse 17 and see what we got there.
It's 17, 18, 19, 20. I've got it all here. And you just interrupt me when you're ready to say something. Because that's we wanted to cover this in a general way.
Because she knows I will.
I know. I'm preparing myself. So... it says here, starting in verse 17, and with the Lord's authority, I say this, live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they are hopelessly confused. And we talked a little bit about this yesterday.
Now,
they're hopelessly confused.
Yeah, they are. And we don't walk like that anymore.
Right.
You know what that really means, saints? It means that we don't live the lifestyle they're living. We don't go participate in the things they're participating in. We're now doing some different things. And I know there's people out there say, well, if you don't go do those things with them, you can't win them. You can't win the culture. That's a lie. You're buying into a lie from Satan. They're looking for something better than what they have. They need to see it in all of us. All right.
That's right.
So go ahead. Huh?
Verse 18 says their minds, the Gentiles, are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives because they have closed their minds and hardened their hearts against him.
Notice,
and we used to be those people.
We were right in there
that's
with
right.
them. Jada more than me, but wow.
that's very true.
That's not true. Listen, it don't matter. It's not about the multitude of things that you do.
They are all
if you're
wiped
disobedient
out.
To God in one area, you're disobedient.
Yes.
And so it doesn't really matter. But listen to me. Here's what matters. Notice what he says. Their minds are full of darkness. See, the mind has to change in order for the action to be new. And that's what we want. We want some new action because we have a new mind. That's what we're talking about today. A new mind. Go ahead, hon.
Then it says in verse 19, they have no sense of shame. They live for lustful pleasure and eagerly practice every kind of impurity. But that isn't what you learned
That's
about
right.
Christ. So all these things are the new man, and we've walked away from the new man. We've put the old man behind, and we are now the new
right.
man. And so we can look back and realize we used to live that way, but we should know more.
Yeah.
We should be walking away from these things.
Okay. Now, do you have 4:23? Ephesians 4:23 or 4:24? Okay.
I can get it.
Well, before we go, while she's looking for that, let me take you to Romans 12. Listen to this. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. That doesn't sound like someone who's given themselves into their own way of doing things. It says, a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world. In other words, don't keep flowing and thinking like the world's thinking. This is a, because listen to what he says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, have a mind change. How do we have a mind change? We get into the Word of God and start realizing that God lives a different lifestyle, that he desires us to come up. The world thinks they're living the high life. No, they're not living the high life. Born again people who are obedient to God are living the high life. It doesn't mean we have the most money and we have the most of this or that.
And it doesn't mean that everything is going completely perfect.
It just simply means that we have an answer for everything that comes up and we have help. All right. His name is Jesus. Look at our country. Look at our government. What are we in the midst of a shutdown here or right on the heels of a shutdown? I mean, you talk about total ignorance.
We're talking about minds that are full of darkness.
Yes.
They have no understanding. People
in Washington.
Truth.
Right. They don't understand what's going on, and they play with these things because they think it's a football so they can get their way. It's a leverage point to get something for themselves. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. That's not how God thinks. If God was thinking about only doing something for himself, he never would have given his son, Jesus
that's
Christ,
right.
to be our Savior.
That's right. It was the most unselfish move that God could do was to give up his own son. How many of us would sacrifice our own son for other people, and not just good people, but sinners, people who don't even call on his name. He did it for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
People he knew wouldn't come along and believe in him. He did it for people who blaspheme his name. He did it for people who don't live this life. Would we do that? No, of course we wouldn't, because he is God and he loves us unconditionally.
Yeah. So it's important that we understand that our mind has to change. He says the ruining of your mind so you can prove the good, acceptable, and perfect will
right.
of God. It starts with the change here, all right? It's the only way that you can have a change out here is to have a change in here.
That's right.
It changes your words and it changes your actions.
That's right.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call a new mind, mm-hmm. which gives us a new life. It's part of that new life that we got
That's
when
right.
we became a new creation.
Well, it says in 22, something. Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. 23 says, instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes.
See, listen to what she just said. Can you read that again? Throw off your old sinful nature, your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Lust and deception are right here in the mind, ladies and gentlemen. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God. Woo!
Yeah.
And come on!
But notice that's not saying God will throw off your sinful
that's right.
nature. It doesn't say God will do this
right.
for you.
You have to choose. Jada, you're so smart.
I'm telling you.
You have to choose
yeah.
to put that stuff away.
Yeah.
You know, you had to choose to do it. Man, I could cuss with the best of them. Me and a friend of mine, I won't call his name. I almost said his name, but I won't say his name. We'd just sit around and
cuss for the fun.
And cuss, yeah, just, you know.
Just because you're such
just
adult people.
Yeah,
you know, we're in college.
Yeah. You're
in college.
You know, that's the way the world thinks. The world thinks you're an adult when you do that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. I remember one time Jade and I were on a cruise, and we met this family. He was an attorney, and they were from up north and from Connecticut, I think. Anyway, it was a great cruise. We had a great time being with them, but the guy couldn't cuss.
Well, he cussed.
He cussed, but he always cussed at the wrong time.
Right.
He didn't use it in the right place in a sense of, see, that's part of our old nature.
Right.
When
right.
you know when to do it and how to do it. But my old nature's been changed. I remember how it was, but I don't do that now.
And I think some things are easier
yeah.
to put off than other things.
Yes. And it doesn't make us better than him, all right? But we're trying to please God. That's what it makes
us. I think it really was he didn't usually talk like that in his life. And he's on a cruise on vacation.
He's trying to impress us.
I don't know.
Trying to impress us.
It was funny. But, you know, the point is some of these things that we throw off are easier than other things.
Yeah.
Some things are difficult and you have to work at it. And we'll talk a little more about renewing the mind and how you do that by replacing it with the Word of God, because that's what's going to renew your mind.
That's exactly right. Well, let me pray for everybody. Father, I pray for everyone who's watching. I pray today will be a great day. I thank you now for the goodness of God. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you that we have a new mind and a new life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. And that's literally what we're talking about this week. So make sure you click your like, share, and follow button right down there. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe now to YouTube so that you can follow Mike Campbell Ministries, what we're doing around the world, and also so you can follow us every week.
That's right. Hey, join us again tomorrow, same bat time, same bat station, for more of PM in the AM. God bless, everybody.
God bless.